This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. The deadly waters of last month's tsunami have receded from Southeast Asia and Southern Asia, and now the people there face a shortage of clean drinking water. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates found some entrepreneurs who are trying to change that. Listen.
That sound of drinkable water gushing from a tap into a glass is one we take for granted here most places in the United States. But in huge swaths of the rest of the world, clean drinking water is a luxury. Peter Thum and Jonathan Greenblatt think it shouldn't be. They're the founders of Ethos, a bottled water company in Los Angeles that donates a portion of profits from its sales to providing potable water in third world countries. Thum and Greenblatt walk out onto the factory floor and proudly show off their operation. Jonathan Greenblatt points to three huge translucent tanks with clear hoses running in and out of them.
These here are the tanks, the storage tanks, where the water actually, our natural spring water, comes in and is stored. And then the water is cleansed in these tanks. We double charcoal filter the water and then we ozonate it, remove any of the impurities. And then the water is brought onto this line through these pipes.
Back in the relative quiet of the Ethos office, Jonathan Greenblatt, the more talkative of the two, emphasizes it's not their company's bottled water that's so different. It's their mission.
We didn't start this business to be like a Sparklets or to be like an Evian or any other company. We started this business in order to help children around the world get clean water.
Greenblatt is a former political appointee in the Clinton administration and a real estate executive. He and Thum, who has extensive experience in the wine and consulting industries, became friends at Northwestern University's Kellogg Business School several years ago. When Peter Thum was a consultant with international clients, he visited many developing countries. After spending extended time in South Africa, he became aware of how the lack of clean water affected just about everything. He and Greenblatt began talking, and it became apparent to both how little it might take to make a difference. Again, Jonathan Greenblatt.
Organizations and experts estimate it only costs about $25 to provide a person in the developing world with clean water for the rest of their life. $25. So the cost to save a life and provide them with clean water is actually pretty low.
Ethos is still working toward becoming profitable. Because the company is privately held, Greenblatt and Thum are reluctant to divulge hard figures. Especially, says Peter Thum, considering their competitors.
We have a cause at the core of our company, but the people who we compete against are just normal businesses who are extremely tough competitors, and in a way we have to be fairly guarded about the kinds of things that we discuss.
The business has grown enough that in addition to the $50,000 water grants, Ethos was able to ship 1,000 cases of its product to South Asia and raise $15,000 on its website for tsunami-related clean water projects. Jonathan Greenblatt believes the easier it is for Americans to contribute to clean water causes, the more likely they are to do it.
Part of our goal is really to make activism easy for people. And by making that activism easy and accessible for consumers, we think we can leverage the 100 million people today who are drinking bottled water. And if we can get just a fraction of them to drink the product and to understand the problem, we'll feel like we've really accomplished something.
For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.